The UN calls out South Sudan's reckless charges against Machar. Presents the news. I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has since February this year apprehended more than 500 individuals following an intensified crackdown on illegal gold mining by foreign nationals without licenses to conduct mining activities in Zambia. The Ministry of Home Affairs Principal Public Relations Officer, Mwala Kalaluka, explains that between June and August, 368 illegal miners were rounded up in Mufumbwe district, including 314 Tanzanians, 22 Congolese, 10 Mozambicans, and 10 Zimbabweans. He says others were from Burundi, China, India, Somalia, Malawi, Nigeria, Senegal, and Angola, while 25 gold detectors were also confiscated in Mufumbwe during the targeted operation. Mr. Kalaluka says of the 368 arrested, 35 were prosecuted, with 30 convictions secured. 159 were issued temporary permits, generating over 3.8 million kwacha in revenue, while 126 were deported. He says while some of the foreign nationals had legal status as visitors, they illegally engaged in employment or business activities, with further operations in Mpika and Mumbwa leading to the arrest of Somali, Tanzanian, Kenyan and Malawian nationals, with another 68 suspects apprehended in Vubui, Eastern Province.
So far, over 500 foreign nationals have been apprehended by the Department of Immigration during targeted operations conducted countrywide from February this year to date. Between June 4 and August 1, 2025, the Department of Immigration launched targeted operations in the Mufumbwe district of Northwestern Province, and a total of 368 foreign illegal gold miners were apprehended, broken down as follows: Tanzanians 314, Congolese 22, Mozambicans 10, Zimbabweans 10.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has urged the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to cut down on the wastage of procured medicine. Speaking during a visit to the ZAMSA head office in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Muchima emphasized that it is unwise for medicine to be wasted when the country has accumulated large amounts of debt on their procurement. Dr. Muchima advised ZAMSA to analyze consumption levels of health facilities through coordination with provincial medical officers, while expressing concern over the agency's tendency of supplying medicines in full, even to health facilities that still have drugs in stock.
Coordinate our efforts with the provincial medical officers. The help. Let's create the dashboard. Every morning, we should be communicating. Let's have returns, maybe twice in a month. Returns of, you see, how medicines are utilized. We've got vehicles all over, trucks and land cruisers. But this system of just distributing without reorder levels, that should stop.
And speaking earlier, the acting ZAMSA Director General, Jane Banda, affirmed the agency's commitment to ensuring a strengthened health supply chain.
We are very aware of the fact that we have a country to develop, and no one will do that but ourselves. And a healthy nation is indeed a productive one. And so we are glad to be part of the team that is ensuring a strengthened health supply chain in our country.
The Community Action Against Corruption has maintained that the piecemeal delivery of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, purchased ambulances into the country does not clear those involved in awarding the supply contract from allegations of wrongdoing. Yesterday, President Hakainde Hichilema handed over 119 ambulances out of the 156 procured under CDF to the Ministry of Health, with $13 million contract previously marred by controversy and multiple deadline extensions following a Public Accounts Committee inquiry into the matter. The organization's chief executive officer, Brighton Tembo, says the deal had no provision for partial delivery or delays and insists the contract should have been cancelled once the supplier failed to meet the agreed time frame. Mr. Tembo argues that the company awarded the contract showed no capacity to deliver all ambulances at one time and yet was still given the job, while other capable firms were sidelined, accusing government of protecting the supplier instead of enforcing the contract. He adds that the Anti-Corruption Commission and other law enforcement agencies have shown little interest in investigating the matter and warns that those involved must be held accountable.
You know, the piecemeal delivery of CDF purchased ambulances way after the agreed time frame in the contract had lapsed and expired is something that cannot be used to clear the people were involved in awarding and signing of the contract with the company that was contracted. You know, there are so many grey areas and red flags that have been raised by stakeholders concerning the purchase of CDF ambulances. You know, when it comes to government procurement system, you can be asked to purchase something, you even deliver. But if the procedure was compromised at any point, then that will raise questions about possible corruption and everything.
Education Minister Douglas Siakalema has announced that students at the Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will be eligible for government-sponsored student loans under the Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board starting in the 2026 academic year. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Siakalema described the move as a major milestone in expanding access to higher education, particularly in the health sciences. He says eligible students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will now be able to apply for comprehensive financial support, which includes tuition fees, accommodation, meal allowance, research allowance, book allowance, and an insurance premium covering debt, permanent disability, and mental incapacitation. Mr. Siakalima says students will be able to choose between 100%, 75%, or 25% loan packages depending on their financial needs and circumstances. He adds that the flexible model is designed to increase reach while maintaining the scheme's sustainability. He says currently, over 44,000 students are benefiting from the loan scheme across 9 public universities.
It is with great pride and a deep sense of responsibility that I come before you today to announce a significant milestone in our ongoing mission to expand access to higher education for all Zambians. Beginning with the 2026 academic year, Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will officially become the 10th public university included in the National Student Loan Scheme. This marks a major step forward in our commitment to ensuring that no aspiring student is left behind due to financial constraints, especially in the critical field of medical education.
In global news, the United Nations Body for Human Rights in South Sudan has called the government's charges of treason against opposition leader Riek Machar reckless. South Sudan's first vice president, Machar, faces charges of treason and other serious crimes, the local justice authorities have said, as fears grow that the East African country could edge toward a return to civil war. Macha has been under house arrest since March after the transitional government he is part of accused him of subversive activities against President Salva Kiir, who has announced this morning that he is suspending Macha as his deputy because of the criminal allegations. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
A day of industrial action is taking place across France over the government's austerity plans. Disruption has been reported on public transport while some schools are closed and output from a nuclear power station has been cut. Hundreds of thousands of people from across the political spectrum are expected to take part in the strikes and demonstrations. On the final day of his state visit to Britain, Donald Trump is holding talks with the British Prime Minister.